Pat Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are we starting already? Oh, man. Welcome to Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze Podcast, Radio, and Television Network. 888-900-3393 is the phone number if you'd like to participate today. And, of course, you can always tweet at Pat Unleashed or at Jeffy JFR because Pat Gray, as you can well imagine by now, is not here. He was last seen wandering around in Virginia. We got a call from a trooper, and so hopefully he'll be back here.
Was it Virginia?
I think so.
Oh, I thought he was responsible for the bomb scare in the mean streets of Helena.
I mean, that is yet to be proven. That is yet to be proven. For
that, I think, is more likely.
It's funny he's not here. And then we have, and remember last week we had the story about the most dangerous cities, and the mean streets was not on that list.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now he's trying to get that back.
Yeah. So
it's very possible that's him.
And we'll give you the details later. But bomb scare in the mean streets yesterday.
But it's okay now. Mm-hmm. Don't worry now.
Everything's fine now.
You'll be fine now. And don't worry. I saw your little tweets yesterday about my yoga time. That's fine. My yoga time and my meditation time. If you don't have yoga time and meditation time, I'm sorry.
You need to work that into your day, huh?
I do agree with Land of the Fleet that we need yoga time merchandise.
Oh,
I do agree with that. I do also agree with Just Do Muck and Fudge that I do it after Prancercise time. No, that was old. Prancercise is old now. It doesn't do what it was supposed to do.
Did you sour on Prancercise?
Prancercism, yeah.
And you replaced it with straight up yoga.
Meditation and yoga.
And meditation and whatnot.
And according to B. DeBodine, I misspoke. Now, I didn't, but I do like his idea. Now, I said yoga time, but I really meant yogurt time, as he kills off a gallon of frozen yogurt. Now,
I prefer
ice cream.
Wait a minute.
I prefer ice cream. Hold on. Frozen yogurt, I'm a fan.
There's a parody of a Semisonic song in there. Yogurt time. Oh, we could do this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's happening.
Oh, my gosh. And plus, we have the debate to get to, and we'll get to it. I promise. We'll rip the Band-Aid off, and we're going to rip the Band-Aid off, and we're going to get right to it.
I can't believe I lose sleep over these people.
We're going to delve into what was just a tremendous outing last night by the Democrats and the candidates running for the President of the United States nominee. But the big news, huge news, is the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
No. Yeah, Pat's mentions on Twitter yesterday really lit up.
I will say that I have a feeling the way we need to spin this to Pat is that we were hoping that the new head of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would put Foreigner in. But I think that this is going from the old. This was already done. This was a done deal
because
he just left.
Yeah, let's spin this. I like it.
So the old guy just left, and this was already a done deal.
And not even
so
a nomination.
The new guy's like, okay, well, we'll go with what's already there. So they're in next year, no problem. They're nominated next year, no problem.
But if you really hate them that much, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, tease them and make them a nominee.
Yeah, but they'll have to because part
then
of the vote
then
is
it's
people.
Then it's out of your control.
Part of the vote is the people.
My bad.
Then they lose a little bit of power there.
Got it.
But the nominees are, Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers. I'm surprised they're not in. Whitney Houston.
Wait, what?
When you think Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you think of Whitney Houston.
It gets better.
Mm-hmm. It gets better. Judas Priest. Kraftwerk. I mean, Kraftwerk and Whitney Houston are top notch. Motorhead. I mean, he just died, and they'll get in. Nine Inch Nails. Todd Rundgren. Soundgarden. T-Rex. Thin Lizzy, and not to be outdone, when you think Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, of course you think of Whitney Houston and Kraftwerk, but you think of the Notorious B.I.G., and of course you think of Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Now, I'm a fan of Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Huge fan. And but I don't think of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when I think of Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Well, when Pat gets back.
There's plenty on this list that he's gonna don't be think about being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to be honest. But there's no Foreigner. There's no Foreigner. And I do believe, I believe that's this is the list that was already in place.
Okay, so the a year from now, Jeffy.
Yes, new guy. I predict Foreigner next year.
And are you going to make like an underwear bet on this, or what are you risking?
I will eat
yogurt.
Kale.
Oh, how much?
Don't hold me down to an amount.
I can't hold you down. That's physically impossible.
Don't hold me down to an amount.
What do you think? Like 3 cups full of raw
three
kale.
3 cups?
Yeah, 3 cups of raw kale.
Raw? Can I cook it?
No. No.
Come on.
No Pat recipe or anything.
Oh.
Dylan wants to know if Mozart's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet.
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
No joke. This is crap. Again. There's no justice in this world, Jeffy.
Now, Notorious B.I.G.'s got to get in, right? We'll wait for Pat to go over the list of who's going to get in. But you guarantee, like, Pat Benatar deserves it. Judas Priest and Motorhead, maybe. Maybe. The Doobie Brothers, yeah, I mean, they need to be in. Why aren't they in already? But Rufus and Notorious B.I.G. and Whitney Houston, while those artists are...
But don't forget, careful, that's Rufus featuring...
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka might already be in, actually, on her own. I mean, I'm a fan, but I don't know that they need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is Chaka in? It wouldn't surprise me. She's in.
All these stupid nominee lists come up, so I don't know yet.
All right, well, just go to the...
You do it.
Go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website.
I'm trying, sir. You are welcome to do that as well.
It's therockhall.com.
You know, now I'm not even looking it up.
Well, Keith is looking up to see if Chaka is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let me tell you about iTarget Pro. Mm-hmm. According to the Gun Violence Archive, and who doesn't like to just flip through the Gun Violence Archive, it's a nonprofit that tracks gun violence in the United States. There have been 275 mass shootings this year. Wow. Their definition of a mass shooting is where 4 or more people, excluding the shooter, are shot or killed. Now, we usually, you know, hear all those stats, and when we hear those stats, people are trying to tell us to restrict our Second Amendment. No, that's what this is about. This is about, it makes sense for the Second Amendment for training a lot. That's why I want you to go to your computer right now, and go to get yourself an iTarget Pro system. It's the first dry fire training system to combine smartphone technology with the industry's best laser bullet. iTarget Pro, it's completely safe, comes with your caliber-specific laser bullet and a target system. You can dry fire in your home where you're most likely going to need it. Maybe, hopefully not, but it's best to be prepared. Right now you can get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code PAT. You can train risk-free for 30 days. Return it if you're not completely satisfied. The world's gone crazy. You know that. Every day we tell you stories about that. It's amazing how crazy we've gotten. And it's up to you to protect yourself and your family. Plus, you're going to save a ton on ammo. You know how expensive ammunition can be. And range fees. So go to itargetpro.com. That's the letter itargetpro.com. Offer code PAT.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
So before we rip the Band-Aid off, is Chaka in?
Nominated in 2011, but not in.
Oh, okay. So she was not. I knew I saw her name on there somewhere, but that's disappointing. Chaka didn't make it. So now she's going to try to backdoor in with Rufus.
But I think it was with Rufus in 2011 as well.
All right.
So they didn't make it.
All right. That's a surprise. So this is second time for Rufus and Chaka. Foreigner, zero. That's what you know. That's absolutely amazing.
No justice in this world.
All right. So no justice, no peace, baby. All right, we'll rip the Band-Aid off. Ugh. It was never ending. 3 hours of that last night. 3 hours. I didn't think it would ever end. I didn't think it would ever end. But it finally did. And we watched it, so you didn't have to. You're welcome. So the group on stage last night were a tremendous amount of bunch of people. They love the idea of spending your money, and they don't care how much. They just continue to spend, because it's going to be better if the government runs everything. And capitalism sucks. Donald Trump sucks. Let's just be clear about that, okay? That's where we're at, all right? Capitalism sucks. Donald Trump sucks. And my favorite line from Elizabeth Warren last night was accountable capitalism. Accountable capitalism. That's what we need. Look, capitalism is fine. But we need accountable capitalism.
Accountable.
And I mean, we had we hate billionaires. We hate anyone who succeeded. Even the billionaire on the stage hated himself.
That's right.
I mean, it's just agonizing. It really is. But all right, let's rip the Band-Aid off. I'm just going to go down the list. I'm going to go down the list that we have for you to bring you what happened last night on that debate stage in the great state of Ohio. Kamala Harris on impeachment.
Based on everything you've seen, you would vote to remove him from office. Is that being fair to the president?
Well, it's just being observant, because he has committed crimes in plain sight. I mean, it's shocking, but he told us who he was. Maya Angelou told us years ago, listen to somebody when they tell you who they are the first time. During that election, Donald Trump told us he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it. And he has consistently, since he won, been selling out the American people. He's been selling out working people. He's been selling out our values. He's been selling out national security. And on this issue with Ukraine, he has been selling out our democracy. Our framers imagined this moment, a moment where we would have a corrupt president. And our framers then rightly designed our system of democracy to say there will be checks and balances. This is one of those moments. And so Congress must act. But the reality of it is that I don't really think this impeachment process is going to take very long, because as a former prosecutor, I know a confession when I see it. And he did it in plain sight. He has given us the evidence, and he tried to cover it up, putting it in that special server. And there's been a clear consciousness of guilt. This will not take very long. Donald Trump needs to be held accountable. He is indeed the most corrupt and unpatriotic president we have ever had.
Orange man bad. So... that was a huge focus last night, and, you know, for them, I guess, as well it should be. Just a little reminder, as a little tap on the shoulder to Kamala and the others on the stage. The impeachment process is, Nellied.
She's like, I was not going to take that long. Well, why don't you get that message to the Speaker of the House?
Because Nancy Pelosi has said, no, we're not.
Yeah, we're not going to have a vote on the impeachment inquiry.
And this is kind of what we talked about when she gave the go-ahead, right? We were like, why would she give the go-ahead if all along she said it's going to hurt and she didn't want to do it? Because she just got sick of hearing him complain to her. And she was like, go ahead then. Fine. Do what you're going to do. And all the whole time she was like, I'm not going to give them the right to vote, so don't worry about it. No, it's fine. Let them go play their little stupid game.
And then Bernie Sanders says something like, well, Mitch McConnell needs to make sure this happens, this vote happens. He can't until the Speaker of the House in your party.
Not the way it works, Bernie. But, you know, they can keep complaining like that and make people believe. But I digress. More from Kamala Harris.
Harris, your response?
This is the sixth debate we have had in this presidential cycle, and not nearly one word with all of these discussions about health care on women's access to reproductive health care, which is under full-on attack in America today. And it's outrageous. There are states that have passed laws that will virtually prevent women from having access to reproductive health care. And it is not an exaggeration to say women will die. poor women, women of color will die because these Republican legislatures in these various states who are out of touch with America are telling women what to do with our bodies. Women are the majority of the population in this country. People need to keep their hands off of women's bodies and let women make the decisions about their own lives.
Yeah.
Wow. So she's upset that, there hasn't been more time in her party devoted to talking about the murder of babies. That's all you guys do. You obsess about it. What are you talking about?
They completely obsess about it. And they covered that a lot last night as well. And, you know, I was looking at this the tweet from the Daily Wire that talked about the average deaths per day in the
U.S. Because somebody said, you know, while we're up here, you know, there's going to be three gun deaths in America. Yeah. Okay, and then the facts are a little different, huh?
Coming in at number one, deaths per day in the U.S. Should I start at the bottom or the top? You decide. Up to you right now.
Go from the bottom up. Yeah.
All right. Coming in at the bottom, all rifles. There was one death.
One death per day. And these are the weapons of war they're trying to get off the streets. Boy, that's
And we had the story last week from the FBI too, right? I mean, the numbers on gun deaths are. Right. All rifles.
And that is
so
a stalemate
low,
war, by the way, if you only got one death per day.
Then you have teen texting and driving, 8.
8, wow.
Underage drinking, 11. Drunk driving, 28.
Deaths per day in America.
Opioids, 115.
I like it. Okay, stay focused. We'll get back to that. Suicide.
What's her face? Klobuchar last night.
Yeah.
My dad was a drunk, so we've got to get opioids off the... What? What are you talking about? Okay, coming in after opioids at 115. A suicide, 128. Flu.
Mm.
The flu kills 150 people a day.
Hold on. Heads up on the flu.
It is flu season, by the way.
Here we go.
So you need to get your flu shots.
I love this story about the flu. A rough flu season just wrapping up in Australia could mean a worse one in the United States, where flu season is just starting, the New York Times reports.
Get your shots.
Quote, it's too early to tell for sure because sometimes Australia is predictive and sometimes it's not, says Dr. Daniel Jernigan.
I mean, that's true in the U.S. You know, sometimes we get it right, sometimes we get it wrong. Look, we made the flu shot for this year, last year, so we're just taking a wild guess. But a lot of people die from the flu. I mean,
61,000 last year in America?
That is unreal. It sure is. I go back to the list. Diabetes kills 228 people a day in the U.S. Alzheimer's, 332 people a day. I do not want Alzheimer's. I don't. Just speaking of a disease I don't want. Strokes kill 401 persons a day. Wow. And then just under the heading of accidents, people trip and fall in a parking lot over a parking ramp. 401 people die. Medical errors. Oh, did I give that guy too much? Oh, I wish I wouldn't have. Oh, 685 times a day.
Oh, that'll go down when the government controls everything for sure.
Right? Thank you. We got to get that under control. Cancer. F cancer. That's what I say. It doesn't say that on this list, but I say that. F cancer. Kills 1,641 people a day. Oh, my gosh. That is just... I mean, I'd like to see where we're at with that number, how we're coming with the fight against that.
Who hasn't cancer touched, you know?
I know. It's just heart disease. I mean, who among us doesn't have a stent or two? Heart disease kills 1,773 people a day, according to the Daily Wire's list of average deaths per day in the U.S. Wow. And coming in at number one.
Kamala,
this is for you.
Number of deaths on average per day in the United States.
Women have got to get their bodies under control by themselves. Yeah. Abortion kills 2,408 people a day. Now you have to consider that, you know, you have to believe that what's being done in that abortion is actually a life, which of course they do not, but we do, because it is a life. There was a guest on with Glenn yesterday. They're talking about their new movie about the abortion doctor in Indiana, I think. Yeah, in Fort Wayne. And he believed that the heartbeat that you hear was the human, was the mother, not the baby. That was his out. And I just absolutely amazing. All right, so hey, we pulled the band up. We've pulled the band-aid off. Wait, let's get back to the debate, because that's what we're doing. We're breaking down the debate for you, so you didn't have to watch it last night. You can get the highlights. Mm-hmm. You know what's going on. All right? So we've had Kamala Harris, who's been, I mean, those two clips just will tell you everything you need to know about Kamala Harris. And then the great Cory Booker, who is...
Oh, this is a kind of fun moment.
...just as agonizing as...
He's so bad.
...as anyone else. You know, the great senator from the great state of New Jersey, Cory Booker. He has a realization.
But you know what? Women should not be the only ones taking up this cause and this fight. And men,
right?
It is not just because women are our daughters and our friends and our wives. It's because women are people, and people deserve to control their own body.
Senator,
people.
Thank you.
Women are people. He continues, and he's rolling right along with Kamala on the abortion. And
we're not talking about the clear and existential threat in America that we're in a state that has had two Planned Parenthoods closed.
Right. How is that possible? It's an existential threat.
That we're not able to kill more babies.
We've got to kill more babies. We have to. We have to. It's a must. It's a must.
The biggest problems in America, I mean, the one that comes to mind is we're just not killing enough babies. We don't have easy access to kill babies in this country.
People. Women are people.
He is. Boy, he's good, right?
He is. That's exactly what I was going to say. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you going to the next one yet? Number five there?
No, I don't want to tell somebody.
I'm sorry.
I want to tell you about Riduzone first.
Oh, you want to go to Riduzone?
Because I can't take much
more. Okay, good. Just know that we have some Biden fun coming
up. We've gone through four clips, and I'm ready to stop.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm ready to stop, and I was ready to stop last night watching it, too. But we watched it, so you didn't have to, because I just – they're all great. They're all great at finding ways to spend your money and kill babies. Have you ever wondered why you can't seem to control your appetite? I know I have daily. So regardless of your diet or your commitment, you're always feeling hungry and you're always trying to struggle. You're trying to lose weight. You know what? It's not your fault. Now, I was happy to hear that because it took a little relief off my shoulders because I believed it was my fault. And now I know it's not my fault. Scientists now understand it's not about willpower. It's about nature. Right? Our brains are wired for survival. To tell our bodies we need more calories no matter how much we eat. Right? Well, luckily, I mean, your body is supposed to produce this molecule called OEA. And that's supposed to send a signal to your brain saying, hey, stupid. Hey, fatso, stop eating. You're full. Many of us don't produce enough of that OEA. So we're always feeling hungry. Well, that's where Riduzone comes in. FDA accepted Riduzone was developed to provide the OEA we need to bridge that gap. So Riduzone is a safe, vegetarian, gluten-free supplement that simply tells your body, stop eating. So stop fighting nature and manage your hunger and your weight with Riduzone, America's number one weight management supplement of OEA. Riduzone. If you use the offer code PAT, receive 30% off a 3-month supply. Go to Riduzone.com, Riduzone.com. Promo code PAT gets you 30% off a 3-month supply. Riduzone.com, Riduzone.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
So the fantastic Democratic debate of the nominees who want to have the run for the anointed on high was last night on CNN. And I'm not even going to talk about the, I mean, CNN. All of it was overwhelming. But we do have Joe Biden. The great Joe Biden was there. As long as we're going down the list, I'm taking them in order. The order that I was given to recap last night, because if I was going to do this, I would say, yep, oh, you missed it? Darn the luck. Let's move on.
Because guess what? Why in God's name should someone who's clipping coupons in the stock market make, in fact, pay a lower tax rate than someone who, in fact, is, like I said, a school teacher and a firefighter?
What?
It's ridiculous. And they pay a lower tax.
Okay, so clipping I'm trying to remember coupons. A couple things. I'm trying to remember when he talked about the school teacher and the fireman. Maybe I missed it. Maybe that was earlier.
I don't know that. Hold on a
can
second.
Can you clip coupons for the stock market?
Time out. I don't remember the fire guy either.
Yeah. Like I said.
Maybe he just screwed up there too.
Yeah, I think he did.
He's the worst. But yeah, so what you do is when you see a stock you like,
you don't
call your broker, right? And you don't get online just yet. You search around for a coupon.
So I wonder if, what did they call, and I'm just trying to give Joe Biden a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but he's just, you know, he's slipping a little bit. He's, what, 76,
oh, yeah, a
78,
bit.
Whatever That's, he is, yep. however old he is.
190.
Do you remember the, back when he was a kid, they had the ticker tapes, you know, that they used to print out the stock market and the okay. big, the rich yeah. people used mm-hmm. to do that. I wonder if those were called coupons on the ticket.
Boy, that's a
stretch. On the ticker I know. I'm no. just saying, was he clip coupons on the ticker tape so you'd rip it and you'd see how the stock was going? So you'd just read out the stock market on that? I don't know that. Please, let's play that one more time. The Joe Biden discussing the coupons on the stock market.
Because guess what? Why in God's name should someone who's clipping coupons in the stock market make, in fact, pay a lower tax rate
make
than someone who, in fact, is, like I said, a school teacher and a firefighter? It's ridiculous. And they pay a lower tax.
Like I said, a school teacher and a fireman is ridiculous. They pay more tax.
Wow. Hold on. You might be onto something there.
Yeah, I think so.
Interest rate. I'm just reading some TD Ameritrade helpful page here. Interest rate is the annual amount expressed as a percentage that the bond issuer must pay the purchaser over the life of the bond. This is also known as the coupon.
Yeah.
And is where the term sitting at home clipping coupons comes from. Yeah. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. And I'll clip some coupons while I'm listening to my old record player, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is, right?
Great reference.
No, correct.
Good
grief. That's what he's at. It's just his way of referencing stuff because that's all he remembers. Amazing. Just amazing. And like I said, I love how if you forget where you're at, like I said, the school teacher and the firefighters. I love those people. Those are good, hardworking American people.
So one thing that he's really good at is blowing his applause lines, which was noticed last night by Grabian Media, and they came up with like a montage of lately when he's been doing that. Can we play that?
Folks, there's no reason why we can't own the 21st century. This is the United States of America. There's nothing we are incapable of doing. Nothing.
We are better positioned than any country in the world to own the 21st century. So for God's sake, get up. Get up and remember, this is the United States of America. There's nothing we've been unable to do when we decide we're going to do it. Nothing at all.
So he can't say incapable. He says incapable.
Incapable.
And what was the last one he just did?
He is
incapable. I can't even misspell the misspell. I can't even properly spell it. Incapable.
And we also have we have time. We do. Let's go. I want to skip. We'll skip number six. I was going to go in order. Now I've lied, and so have you, because you jumped to that clip. We're going to go to number seven. Because as long as we're on Joe Biden screwing up, I want to see the belt and the dentures slip.
Escape from the prisons they're in. They'll only go to Europe and won't affect us. It has been the most shameful thing that any president has done in modern history. Excuse me. In terms of foreign policy. And the fact of the matter is, I've never seen a time, and I've spent thousands of hours in the Situation Room. I've spent many hours on the ground in those very places in Syria. And
thousands of hours.
I know that he's, you know, of course he's starting.
190.
Slip, right.
190.
I mean, all three of them, right? The three front runners right now.
Are combined 4,017 years, yes. That's not the fun fact you were going to give us?
That seems low. It seems low. Yeah. I mean,
but
wow.
Bernie, Joe, who else are you going with there?
And Elizabeth, right? They're all three of them in their 70s.
How old is she? Is she really?
I think so, yeah. She's at least 71, maybe.
70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
A I didn't know tribes kept records
young
like
one.
That.
He's the young whippersnapper in those three. I'll tell you that.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Welcome to it. 888-900-3393 is the phone number, and you can continue to tweet us at Pat Unleashed or at Jeffy JFR. Sitting in for Pat today, he's off, and I see that some of the tweets are already trying to figure out where Pat is.
Mm-hmm.
Out again? Traffic enforcement finally pinched him?
Yeah.
That's very possible.
That's
very possible. And, of course, we get from Smallmouth Bass Kurt.
That's tough. Oh, that's a tough one.
Kurt. In the county lockup for unpaid traffic fines, I bet. See,
that's true.
They're on the same page, which is really good. And then, of course, we get comments about the debate because we're going to get back into the debate. We watched it so you didn't have to, so we're breaking it down for you, letting you see what you missed, some of the highlights or lowlights, however you want to put it. Keystone Pig, as a former prosecutor, speaking of Kamala Harris, as a former prosecutor, I know a confession when I see it. You apparently also see crimes where none exist. That's what she does. That's why they all do that. There's no question about that. No question. And Moody Tiffany tells us that Dems only care about women's bodies and choice when it comes to killing babies. But when it comes to women's choice to use a gun for self-defense, they couldn't care less. And that we saw evidence of last night as many of them, especially Beto and Buttigieg. I mean, we can do that. Let's go to number 10 we'll get your guns.
Yeah, they go Buttigieg. Back and forth here, Beto and Buttigieg here.
Congressman, you just made it clear that you don't know how this is actually going to take weapons off the streets. If you can develop the plan further, I think we can have a debate about it, but we can't wait. People are dying in the streets right now. We can't wait for universal background checks that we finally have a shot to actually get through. We can't wait to ban the sale of new weapons and high-capacity magazines so we don't wind up with millions more of these things on the street. We can't wait for red flag laws that are going to disarm domestic abusers and prevent suicides, which are not being talked about nearly enough as a huge part of the gun violence epidemic in this country. We cannot wait for purity tests. We have to just get something done.
This is not a purity test. This is a country that loses 40,000 of our fellow Americans every year to gun violence. This is a crisis, and we've got to do something about it. And those challenges that you described are not mutually exclusive to the challenges that I'm describing. I want to make sure we have universal background checks and red flag laws and that we end the sale of these weapons of war. But to use the analogy of health care, it would be as though we said, look, we're for primary care, but let's not talk about mental health care because that's a bridge too far. People need that primary care now, so let's save that for another day. No, let's decide what we are going to believe in, what we are going to achieve, and then let's bring this country together in order to do that. Listening to my fellow Americans, to those moms who demand action, to those students who march for our lives, who in fact came up with this extraordinary, bold peace plan that calls for mandatory buybacks. Let's follow their inspiration and lead and not be limited by the polls and the consultants and the focus groups. Let's
Mayor
do what's
Buttigieg,
right
your
while
response?
We have time to do what's right.
Mayor Buttigieg?
The problem isn't the polls. The problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage,
boom,
political or personal. Everyone
boom
on this stage is determined to get something done. Everyone on this stage recognizes, or at least I thought we did, that the problem is not other Democrats who don't agree with your particular idea of how to handle this. The problem is the National Rifle Association and their enablers in Congress, and we should be united in taking the fight to them.
That's a mischaracterization, Anderson. I've got to answer this. Never took you or anyone else on who disagrees with me on this issue. But when you, Mayor Buttigieg, described this policy as a shiny object, I don't care what that meant to me or my candidacy, but to those who have survived gun violence, those who've lost a loved one to an AR-15, an AK-47, March for Our Lives, formed in the courage of students willing to stand up to the NRA and conventional politics and poll-tested politicians, that was a slap in the face to every single one of those groups and every single survivor of a mass casualty assault with an AR-15 and an AK-47. We must buy them back.
What we owe to those survivors is to actually deliver a solution. I'm glad you offered up that analogy to healthcare because this is really important. We are at the cusp of building a new American majority to actually do things that congressmen and senators have been talking about with almost no impact for my entire adult life. No, this is really important, okay? On guns, we are this close to an assault weapons ban. That would be huge. And we're going to get wrapped around the axle in a debate over whether it's hell yes, we're going to take your guns. We have an opportunity to deliver health care to everybody. And some of the states are saying it doesn't count.
Senator
unless
Bogus,
we obliterate
want to give somebody, I want to give other, I want to give other.
That's Mayor Pete.
Yeah,
that's pretty strong for him. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're all agonizing.
Yeah,
but for him, that's a strong point.
It's almost like Pete is saying to Beto, "Look, look, look. Yes, we're gonna go get their guns, but stop telling them that we're gonna that."
That's exactly what they're saying. We're at the, we're at a cross. We're almost there. We can all we can reach out and touch the ban.
And then you want to say, "Hell yes, we're coming for your guns." Stop it! No,
We're going to get the rifles. We're going to get them. So once we get the rifles, then we can move on. But if you keep talking about taking everything, then they're going to fight back. They're incapable of doing it.
They're incapable of doing it, yes.
I mean, it's just, that's exactly what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying.
Beto's not, now, he's not street smart.
One of my favorite people on that stage, and I mean that completely jokingly, because I don't like him at all, is Julian Castro. Mm-hmm. Is it Julian? Julian? Whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
Julian.
Him and his twin brother. I don't like him.
What, Fidel?
I don't like
his twin brother,
yes.
Fidel?
As, and it may have something to do with the last name, as a matter of fact. But I don't like him. I don't like him. And I see we got a couple clips from him. And you know what? I'll play one. That's all I'm playing. I'm playing his Kids in Cages comparison.
Oh, boy.
You know, I also want people to think the folks this week that saw those images of ISIS prisoners running free.
Right.
To think about how absurd it is that this president is caging kids on the border and effectively letting ISIS prisoners run free.
All right. So that's effectively exactly what he's not doing.
Boy, the Democrat base ate that up on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah. Yay.
My goodness. That would be your president, Barack Obama, who put the kids in cages, and your president, Barack Obama, who made deals to make sure that ISIS fighters were released. Oh, I mean that, but, you know, whatever.
Do whatever. Doesn't matter. And, of course, we had, you know, I mean, we had the great Joe Biden, again, who said, he told us as well that his last night that his son did nothing wrong and neither did I. They keep, man, they are hammering that home. They're worried about that. You know, he sent the son out to speak, do the interview, and now he comments on the debate stage about, you know, my son did nothing wrong and neither did I. Oh, okay.
But
that's already been investigated. Oh, okay. Well, I believe you then.
Yeah, even CNN called him out on that. Like they have this little thing they call fact check.
Fact check.
After the debate or during the debate. And I'm trying to find this tweet here.
But I don't.
And here we go.
And this thing called fact check. So the whole thing was a lie.
Yeah, look at this. CNN fact check on the screen there, Blaze TV. Joe Biden claims he never discussed Ukraine dealings with his son, but his son indicated otherwise. CNN. Huh. CNN.
Facts first. Shut up.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
In this case, yes.
But he also... in this case, it's a fact. He also apparently... and I don't know that I remember this. I must have started to doze off. He apparently thought that Bernie was Vlad.
Oh,
what
yeah.
does the president do? He says, "I believe Vladimir Putin. I believe Vladimir Putin. I don't believe our
he's
intelligence
suggesting
committee."
Suggesting I'm Vladimir
no,
Putin.
No, I'm not. No. But here, look.
I do. I remember coming in. I actually went to get something to drink, and I came back to them hugging.
You know what?
That's so funny.
I actually did fall asleep right there. You know, because I'm sorry, I can't stay awake when a couple of 70-somethings are babbling on stage.
Let's watch it again, though. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
What does the president do? He says, "I believe Vladimir Putin. I believe Vladimir Putin. I don't believe our intelligence
suggesting
committee."
Suggesting I'm Vladimir Putin.
No. But here. Yeah.
And then I woke up. I got stirred by the laughter. I was like, "Oh, I missed something really good there."
Whatever.
And then I thought for a moment. I thought, "Nah, Joe is pretty spot on. You know, he's got another commie Pinkle standing
kidding.
There next to him. So sure, he's Vladimir Putin.
You
it
aren't
works.
Kidding. We know. We got it, Bernie. You're funny. Ha ha. You're not Vlad, but you're still a commie.
Oh yeah.
So we can see how we make that mistake. Now I tell you, Tulsi last night. I kind of like Tulsi. Always kind of have. I mean, look, if she would be bad as a president as well, but I don't know that she's would be.
But she is what we used to look at Democrats as.
She is.
As recently as, I don't know, 8-10 years ago.
Yes, she is.
But now she seems like a conservative.
I mean, why is she on that stage right. with those people? What mm-hmm. is she thinking? And then she and a few others during the night were busy attacking Elizabeth Warren because she's the perceived front runner now. Mm-hmm. And there were times when it appeared, and not just this time that I'm going to show you, where CNN, we're going to cut her off. There were a couple other times where it seemed like it was already prepared that she was going to throw it to Elizabeth, and she was going to then we're going to beat her up. It was just a really strange interaction between her and Elizabeth. But this time, CNN was having none of it.
Security. I am prepared to do this job, to fulfill this responsibility as Commander-in-Chief on day one. I'd like to ask our other candidates this question. I'd like to start with Senator Warren.
Sorry, what Congresswoman,
her experience
I'm sorry.
And background is
I'm sorry, thank you. We're going to take another break now. The
Actually,
CNN New York Times debate live from Otterbein University here in Ohio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
I mean, that might not have been actually at Elizabeth Warren. That was more CNN saying you're not taking over the debate.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, if we play it again, because it was like she was already saying,
I
want to start.
I'm the moderator here.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the rest of these people up here. And we'll start with you, Senator Warren.
Now, I don't doubt that CNN's trying to protect Elizabeth Warren. I just think in that
I think it was just like, come on, Tulsi, you're not the moderator. You're not taking over. Yeah, let's watch it again, please.
Security. I am prepared to do this job, to fulfill this responsibility as Commander-in-Chief on day one. I'd like to ask our other candidates this question. I'd like to start with Senator Warren.
Sorry, Congresswoman, I'm sorry.
Background
I'm sorry, thank you. We're going to take another break now. The CNN
But that's
New York
a great
Times
question.
Live from
that
Otterbein
should
University.
Be a question.
That sure is.
What are your qualifications to be Commander-in-Chief? Liz, let's start with you. Seriously.
I'm sorry. Representative Gabbard, we got to move on. Time to go. Look at the time.
I mean, that used to be right until Bill Clinton. That almost was a prerequisite for the office.
Yeah,
he had some sort of military background.
Yeah,
That obviously isn't the case anymore.
All those people are up there are veterans, right? I mean, all of them, but only two.
Yeah, two.
Only two, really, right? Is that
Buttigieg
and Mayor Pete?
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's it.
So, I mean, you saw, look, we're breaking down the debate for you, and we've got a little bit more to get to so that, we watched it so you didn't have to. There's a little bit more to get to, and then you can breathe. But you also, even in those clips that we've played so far, saw what an assault on our Constitution and rule of law and liberty last night was. And it's also exactly why your cell phone carrier has been helping to subsidize that. That. Ouch.
Yeah, that's a good place for the ouch.
Patriot Mobile is the only cell company fighting this insanity and donating to the causes you believe in with plans as low as $25 a month. Get nationwide service with U.S.-based customer service. There's still time for you to get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. They're running a little low, so you don't want to wait. And backed by popular demand, they're going to waive activation up on two lines only when you use the offer code BLAZE. Switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/blaze. You can call their U.S.-based team at 877-367-7524, 877-367-7524. We need to stick together and support companies who care about this country as much as you do, as much as we do. Patriotmobile.com/blaze, 877-367-7524. 877-367-7524. PatriotMobile.com/blaze.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
It is Pat Gray Unleashed. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride today. You can tweet us at Pat Unleashed or at Jeffy JFR. You can dial the phone number 888-900-3393 if you want to participate in the show. We're still blasting through the debate that happened last night. I think it just ended, so we want to wrap. We want to tell you we're covering exactly what happened. There was supposed to start whittling down the stage, and yet we added to the stage.
So imagine that. Democrats not playing by the own rules that they agree to.
Amazing. So we had a couple things happen outside of the actual big debate. We have I love the hot mic Elizabeth Warren with Jake Tapper. That was a little fascinating.
Oh my God. can't say that.
Welcome back. We have with us Massachusetts Democratic Senator.
Whoa. Oh. What can't you say?
Oh.
Liz?
Oh, what? I can't say that. So they must have been. They were definitely talking off the air. Oh, we're gonna say that. I can't say that. Must have been that she's going to raise everyone's taxes and charge more money for everything instead of cut taxes, like she likes to say.
No, I think she's incapable of physically saying that, because every single debate and all the time in interviews, people are trying to get her to admit.
I know.
You're going to raise taxes.
Everyone's
to cover your healthcare.
Taxes are going up.
And she won't say. She will walk around and she'll figure it out.
My Medicare for All plan is going to lower costs.
It's
going to
lower costs because the savings there from your healthcare is going to offset. Offset what?
But everything else around that will be $8 billion or $30 trillion. As Mr. Biden told us. And then one of my favorite things during the debate, and I almost hesitate to play it, but it was enjoyable. The commercial from Ron Reagan.
That's terrible.
Wait, what?
He's the worst.
Oh, well, let's make you.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist, and I'm alarmed by the intrusions of religion into our secular government.
Are you?
That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate.
Good.
Just like our founding fathers intended. Please support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist. Not afraid of burning in hell.
Don't worry, because that's where you're going to be, my friend. Just like our founding fathers. Oh, man.
Wow. There's a lot there.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that they would allow a Christian organization to have that spotlight?
No.
No, but I want you to think about it a little bit before you answer, because what they did there was the Freedom From Religion commercial there. So do you think that, I want you to think about it now, would you think that a Christian, and we can come up with examples, but just any strong Christian organization that would have a commercial to say, hey, come to our church.
No.
No, but think about it for a little bit is what I'm asking. Don't you just zipping off like that, like you're not even listening to what I'm saying. It's a Christian organization that would have a commercial on CNN during... So what you're saying is you don't think that would happen.
We've seen it so many times that if there's like a pro-life group or there's some sort of religious, just a hint of religion in anything, it's like, nah, that's controversial. We can't be airing that. And so this guy's talking about burning in hell, and I'm sitting there watching this with my 11-year-old daughter. Oh, this is great. Oh, let's have a talk. That's good.
So the entire evening of the debate last night, all I could think of was that all these people up on this stage will go to the wayside if Michelle Obama gets in the race. And I mean to tell you, you watch that debate and you watch those clips, if Michelle Obama gets in the race, she could win. She could win.
Without question.
She keeps claiming that there's zero chance she's going to run, but the polls all are having good things to say about her. And she's, on top of the world. Now, again, that changes, obviously. Everything is wonderful until you actually start speaking.
That's exactly right. And I was just thinking, she's laid low for the most part for the last 4 years. And
spending all that money.
Right. What was Hillary's strongest attribute?
Yeah, being quiet.
When she didn't speak and when she wasn't seen.
I know.
And so when people forget about you, they become nostalgic on some level. I know. And, that's a scary thought.
But, yes, it is, because, man, she is the goddess. She is the one. And she shows up running. I would be very, very, very scared for this country if she jumps in the race. In fact, I don't even know why I talked about it now. I don't even think about it.
Put yourself in a good mood there, didn't you?
Think about it happening. Why did you bring that up? Let's go. Did you answer the question about the Christian commercials?
No. Huh. I mean, yes. No, but yes, no.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Welcome to it. 888-900-3393 is the phone number. Yes, I know. Dry your eyes. Pat's not here. It's okay. It's all right. He's He's out wandering around. He's been sighted in Virginia, we think, and then we think he's in Montana because we had the scare.
They thought it was an IED on a kid's playground. They evacuate the school. It was a real serious thing.
It wasn't really. Now you made we made fun of it because in the old days, back when Joe Biden was a kid,
you would not go that far back, see
something in a playground, and you know the teacher would walk over and pick it up and throw it in the trash and say, keep playing. Get out of here. Leave me alone. Or a kid would pick it up and play with it and throw it in the trash or play with it, whatever. But apparently they found a plastic bottle.
And then we stop right there. If you stop right there and you're like, what? They found a plastic bottle and there was a bomb scare? I don't know. Then you read the details. You're like, okay, yeah, 2019 bomb scare for sure.
I know. It had tape around it. It had nuts and bolts in it and nails. And apparently there was they've looked at the video footage now, and a homeless man. There's homeless people. My God, man, how tough is your life if you're homeless in the mean streets?
Right. Oh my gosh.
I mean, look, there's plenty of sanctuary cities out there. Go there, move, okay. Hop on the back of a truck or a train or something, man. Get out of there.
Yeah.
But he was picking up litter and placed the bottle in the school Monday night. Apparently, there's a construction site. That he found the bottle at, picked it up, went, hey, let's this stuff, and then realized, I don't need this crap.
And actually, you know what? In my garage, I have a plastic bottle that has like nails and stuff like that that you pick up, you know, you just put them in there. So I could totally see how this would look like a bomb.
And then there was fluid in there in the bottle as well. So gosh. I don't know what kind of fluid was in there. Maybe the homeless man decided to use...
Yeah, we know where you're going. Thank you.
Pour out his drink and leave it in there. Didn't drink it all before he put the trash in. Is that what you were thinking?
That's exactly where I was
going.
But
it wasn't flammable. So then the police, after searching, decided, it's fine. I know you were worried about your kids and everything, but don't worry about it. Keep moving. Nothing to see here.
It's 2019, man.
I know. I don't know what the... I mean, it's just... We had this going on in the mean streets. And then, of course, I want to just tell you that not only do you have that to worry about, but I know some of you were worried about the actress Felicity Huffman, and I want you to say that she's in jail now.
Oh, good.
So
the streets are safe.
She reported to federal prison yesterday. Mm-hmm. So she's you can breathe easy. She's going to be there for 14 days for a 14-day sentence. And I know.
Peace reigns throughout the land for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Because we got the school.
Unbelievable! She's going to jail for that. Not jail, prison. Mm-hmm. 14 days. That's even too long. This is agonizing. What made me think about her and the rest of the scandal. I saw a big story over the weekend of some guy that gave, I think it was TCU here in Fort Worth, a bunch of money for some building and some medical thing, and they were making such a big deal about it. And I remember thinking, well, that's where his kids are going to school, is TCU. But heaven forbid we have an actress give money for the kid to go to a school. I mean, it's just amazing. Just amazing. But you can breathe easy. Breathe easy. Okay?
Thank goodness.
Thank you. Thank you. Breathe easy. Mm-hmm. We do have some tweets come in from at Pat Unleashed and at Jeffy JFR. From Puff the Magic Biden. These candidates all keep praising the kids for their bravery and policy-making prowess. Why hasn't the DNC pushed to change the law so one of their little darlings could run for POTUS? They've tried.
I mean, they're making policy based off what these kids are doing in the streets. Go for it.
Yes, they are.
Make them president.
From Jeffy's 18 Spoons. Well, that's the ad too. I love that. Jeffy's 18 Spoons. Does Beto know that there are things in this world that kill people other than AK-47s and AR-15s? Well, he does. But
he wrote about it.
That's why Mayor Pete is telling him, "Hey, Beto, shut up!"
Right, right. Yeah, but just to answer your question, Beto knows that cars kill people because he writes fantasies about running over children in them. So.
And from Justu Makovac, does the stock market have overly chatty cashiers?
Yeah, you got the coupons, right?
Gotta cut the coupons. Cut the coupons for the stock market. Hey, do you wake up sometimes and realize that you've hurt yourself sleeping? And you think, I just gotta sit here for a little bit. I'm just gonna sit on the edge of the bed and try to.
That's me, man. That's my life.
Hurt myself. Over 50 million people, it is estimated, miss work due to pain. Do you sit on the edge of the bed and think, I just can't today? I just can't. Yeah, Americans spend over. I know Americans spend over $2,000 a year to combat pain, and I'm. Pretty sure.
I was going to say, I do that when I know that you're going to be on the show. I'm like, oh, crap, I just can't do this. Jeffy's going to be there today. So,
feel free to call in. 66% expect to live the rest of their lives with some pain. So we have so many of Relief Factor's clients here at The Blaze that we've been watching it help them. We've been watching it help employees. It helps Keith.
Absolutely.
His little...
Yep.
Hurt himself sleeping ghost pain.
Yeah, there you go. Get my myself sleeping pain.
We've heard from literally tens of thousands from this audience who tell us how Relief Factor has changed their lives.
I swear by it. Mm-hmm.
100% drug-free, created by doctors. You can get a three-week quick start program for only $19.95. Relief Factor. 70% of the people who order the three-week quick start program go on to order more. You're probably going to be one of those people. Four key ingredients that each help your body fight against inflammation, and that's the key to curbing a lot of our pain.
But it doesn't stop chronic pain. No, it stops.
Don't.
Huh? You can't say chronic, you know. You got to say, you know, it's incurable or unyielding or, tenacious pain. Ooh, that's a good band name. Anyway.
That is.
It stops your tenacious pain.
Get your life back. ReliefFactor.com. Get their three-week quick start for only $19.95. If you're in pain, what have you got to lose? Oh, I know, the pain. ReliefFactor.com. Drug-free, natural, easy way to just maybe be able to get up and walk around and feel like you can take on the day. ReliefFactor.com.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
So, I love, we talked a little bit yesterday about studies and grants and, what people do to do, get that money. And then I see stories that talk about unprecedented. And we have new research now that from the mammalian biology, and who doesn't get mammalian biology? I mean, wow. It's a published...
Well, I'm
weekly or monthly, but I forget how many times.
Let my what is it again?
Mammalian biology
subscription run out.
Oh no!
But I am going to they offer the shoe phone again, that's when I'm going to resubscribe.
So, a team led by biologist Meredith Root Bernstein from the Institute of Ecology and Biodiversity in Chile and the French National Institute of Agricultural Research.
Wow!
And I know a very important team.
She's fun at parties.
Right? They believe, look, we have chimps, elephants, dolphins, otters, and crows, along with humans, that are creatures on Earth to use tools. All right? All those creatures. Now, I have not seen a crow use a tool, but I guess, okay, if you say they have.
I was just reading, the
yeah, we talked
crow,
about it last week, right?
Yeah, the 7-year-old. They're like a 7-year-old human.
So, okay, you know what? I'll give you your crows. But I don't know that now we say that we can have pigs using tools. Okay? Now, before we... Hold on. Wait, hold on. Just pause it for a second because I want to tell you that this is this video from the warty pigs.
The who?
They're warty pigs.
That's the kind of pig they are?
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Visayan warty pigs. I mean, it's not just a hog we're frying up for bacon, baby.
Boy, they got on the short end of the stick on the naming, right?
So,
warty pigs.
They're at this zoo, being studied from the Institute of Ecology and Biodiversity in Chile and the French National Institute of Agriculture and Research, and they're looking to research the behavior of the mammalian biology. They're saying that pigs now can use tools, and they have video evidence of these Visayan warty pigs.
I gotta see this
using tools.
Oh, this is in good.
Their zoo enclosure.
Yes. Okay?
All right, let's go. Now here we go.
All right. Oh, he found a tool there. He found
a tool. Like got a digging tool. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna eat my donut while he digs. Wait.
Look at that. Okay.
No, wait. Is that it?
No. No, this isn't it, my friend. They've decided, hey, we could still use the stick. Now, they come back around, and he's...
Well, now they're hiding.
Look at this. Back at it. Look at that. Okay. I am sorry. The pig is just playing with the stick.
The pig is bored.
He's not digging with the stick.
Because look, proof right there. If he was digging, then why does he take two steps and then cover up the hole? No, because if it was a point to that digging, then
I'm
he wouldn't
sorry.
Have covered it back up. He's
I'm
just
sorry,
bored
no.
out of his mind, locked in a cage all day.
Thank you.
That was stupid.
I'm sorry, no. We have not discovered that pigs can use tools. I'm sorry. I don't want to, you know, look. Have I published in Mammalian Biology? No. I have not.
Like you're going to brag about it if you did.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I would hold it up. There's my article in Mammalian Biology right here, my friend. But I disagree that pigs can use tools because of that video evidence.
It's like...
It's just they're just using...
These pigs are locked in a pen all day long.
Yes.
Right? At some point, they're going to do something to make... We just talked about it yesterday. All of the funding, all of the grant money...
Thank you.
Right, we gotta roll. We gotta find something.
To create something. Yes. Something has to be created.
Well, you know, the other day I was actually out there during my smoke break, and that one pig was like, you know, playing around. Really? Yeah, and I didn't think anything of it. I was gonna put it on YouTube, you know, maybe just see if my friends would laugh about it. But no. We need to send that to the government so we can get another grant.
That's video evidence, my friends.
Oh my goodness.
Video evidence.
No, that was a bored pig.
I'm sorry.
It was a bored pig. And I'm disappointed because I was really amped up, ready to
were
see
you?
Like I thought we were gonna see him, you know, standing up with a little hoof on the shovel or something, you know. But no, I got a warty hog or whatever the heck it's called.
The Saiyan warty hog.
Sure. Wow. And it's got a stick and it's bored and it's moving dirt around. That was a letdown.
That's all.
Oh gosh.
That's all.
Terrible.
I mean, look, is it possible that a Visayan warty pig use a tool? Sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I mean, we've got, if crows are smart using tools, then I guess a Visayan warty pig could be too. But that is not video evidence of it.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
That's enough to get you another round of grant money, though.
Oh, it sure as heck is.
Mm-hmm.
It's sure. That's a good point.
Jeffy taught me that.
That's a good point, man. Now, we do have video evidence, though. And I want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I have gone on record many times.
Yeah, you want.
I want to be in the Guinness.
And you don't
Book
care what
World
it is, right? You just want to be in there. Is that right?
Well, I mean, kind of.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Yes.
I didn't know you had a specific thing you wanted to be in there for.
Well, I mean, there may be something in the book that I won't do. I mean, I'd like to be in there, but I don't want to have the world's longest fingernails.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know,
no.
Stuff like that. But, I mean, yes, I want to be in there. Like, for instance, we've got to do this, too, and here in this building, but they just did the world record of throwing tortillas.
Mm.
And I'm going to try to set that record here in the building. And I think it was like 52, 54 feet. I believe I could throw
it seemed very doable.
It sure did.
It was weird, though.
It sure did.
He was standing against, like, next to a wall. I feel out here we have so much more room. You could really let it go.
I hope. I haven't practiced yet, but I think we can set that record. And, of course, I always wanted my favorite Guinness Book of World Records that I wanted to set for years. This is still a deal. I mean, I've talked about this many times, so I'm not giving, you know, I used to not talk about it because I thought I would actually pull it off, but now I've given it away, so radio stations across the country can do this, and it'll be a great bit for you. But I wanted to have the world record of the most people sitting on whooping cushions at the same time. And it's doable because the record is, I don't know, 400, 500, something like that at the same time. You set up a radio station should have an event at a baseball stadium, a local baseball stadium. And you get the, you know, you have the whoopee cushion sponsored by whoever, the radio station and whatever whoopee cushion company, and you get them made. And you bring in the baseball crowd, 3,000, 4,000 for a minor league game. It's a great minor league baseball promotion. You bring in 3,000-4,000, everybody gets a whoopee cushion, everybody stands up. Tell me you're not seeing that on ESPN for the rest of your life. The crowd, the 3,000 people at the minor league baseball game sitting on a whoopee cushion at the same time, setting the Guinness World Book record.
Yeah, know that there is a minor league hockey team in Macon, Georgia, okay? And they are the Macon Whoopee. And that,
perfect!
That should be where they do this.
Perfect!
All right.
I mean, it's just, it's a doable thing. It really is. It's amazing that you could do this. But we do have, and it is, in a sense, we're coming up on Halloween. And every year we have to see who gets the world championship on the pumpkin way off. 15 grand for the giant pumpkin this year.
Wow!
This giant pumpkin weighing in at 2,175 pounds.
How much?
That's the California record. 2,175 pounds.
Wow!
On the Safeway World Championship pumpkin way off. Those of you looking at Blaze TV will take a look at what that pumpkin looks like. Amazing. Now, this actually is the second largest in the contest history, because there was one that weighed 2,400 pounds from Washington State. I remember that one. That was a couple years ago. That was a big old boy.
You remember that one?
That was a big old boy.
A little kinship with it?
I do. I do. Well, I have a kinship with them because of the scales that they use. But, it's just the... So, just have a kinship with them. That's all.
Mm-hmm. That's a big pie you could make out of that.
So before I tell you about realestateagentsitrust.com, you've made this big deal about some stories you have for me that you came up with that were just Jeffy stories.
Yeah, handpicked stories. Just you came to mind when I was reading through them.
All right. So I'll tell you about realestateagentsitrust.com. Look, trying to sell a house. You want it done right. You want it done as fast as possible, and you want to get the most money. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that the idea that you should be able to purchase products, say, like a home, and then sell it for more than you purchased it for. That was a dumb idea. But I didn't have realestateagentsitrust.com. So that's the whole point of real estate transactions. Buy low, sell high. And that's what you get with realestateagentsitrust.com. They're going to get you the most money, and they're going to get you a great deal if you're buying and a great deal if you're selling. Look, we've got 1,000 active agents across the country. People are standing in line trying to become an agent for realestateagentsitrust.com. Glenn and Tanya started this because... they had such a hard time selling one of their houses that he decided that there's got to be a better way, and this is it. The professionals are properly evaluating the value of homes in the market, and they're fans of the show. They're fans of you, and they're going to be. It's going to be easier to deal with than someone who wants the new AOC doll that we're going to tell you about in a little while on the program. So go to realestateagentsitrust.com. Look, it's a complicated process. It's difficult to navigate when you're buying or selling that home, and you want someone that can do it for you, that will get you the most money without having to bake bread 80 times, without having to put balloons out in front of your house, without just putting a sign up and hoping somebody stops by. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Mercury Real Estate Agents are the experts. Let them help you with it. Realestateagentsitrust.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
888-900-3393. Rockin' the Bay. You can tweet us at Pat Unleashed or at Jeffy JFR. I know, dry your eyes. Pat's not here. He's needed some time off. He's out wandering the country somewhere. So
yeah, like remember okay. Forrest Gump did that?
Yes.
Yes.
And at some point, Pat's going to say, stop and go, oh, just turn I'm done.
Yeah.
You can tweet us at Pat Unleashed and at Jeffy JFR. Mammalian biologist and Jeffy's yoga trainer, EM, tweets, sitting on a whoopee cushion sounds like a Guinness World Book of Record to me if it's Jeffy JFR. Wait, no, the point was that it's going to be multiple, like, 2,000 or 3,000, not just.
No, she got it.
Not just. Oh, but I mean.
That was understandable. I didn't have a problem following that. You did?
I did, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Personal problem.
from Planned Parenthood and Grill, Put the baby in my belly.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. The only tools a pig should learn how to use are a spit and a basting brush. Think about it. That's 100% true. Okay, so Keith.
Oh, you go.
Your stories that you are saying are, you know, so it made you think of me.
Yeah, so when we go through news stories and we think of stuff for the show, these three particular ones, you came to mind. And so you want me to just go through them all? You don't want to pick A, B, or C?
No. This is you, through. Babe.
Okay, so here's a headline. Let's tell you everything you need to know. Researchers, sex robots should have consent modules.
Oh, my gosh. My God. First of all.
There we go.
Okay. They're robots, all right? And whatever they do, they're sex robots, they're cleaning robots, they do the dishes robots, whatever you purchase your robot to do, the consent is, I bought you.
Right, the receipt.
Thank you.
Right, like this is the consent right here.
Here you go. Go. You're here to do this.
Listen to this.
That's what I purchased.
Listen to this. University researchers from institutions around the globe are working together to design ethical sex robots that have to consent before engaging in intercourse.
What's the point? What am I buying them for then?
They would have to consent before humans could engage. Anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's the whole agonizing idea of sex robots is end of the world, man.
Oh, boy, I disagree with that, but that's... But
now they have to consent. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
That's a bad thing.
Okay, headline. Stalker finds pop star's home by studying the reflections on her pupils and selfies. You were the first and only person that came to mind when I saw this.
Look, this is something that we talked about how many years ago that was going to happen, and it's unbelievable. They've also talked about in the past, you know, how... you put your fingers up with the peace sign, and they get fingerprints from selfies in your Instagram posts and stuff. Wow. So I mean, it's scary what you can do, and it's all good because you got the new iPhone 11 with the the triple camera threat. So don't worry
I mean,
about
he
it.
Tracked her just surrounding images. He identified the train station that she frequented.
Right.
Let's see, her apartment. He was able to figure out where she lived based on the layout there.
Right.
The reflection in her pupils.
Yeah.
That is so. Congratulations.
Scary.
Who knew Jeffy was living in Japan when this happened? And,
did I say scary? I meant good.
Yeah.
Good.
Resourceful, right? So we don't have the have time here for the videos. And if you want to do it on the other side, we could. But the headline is deep fake videos will cause worldwide chaos and pull society apart.
Oh, we should do the deep fake stuff.
Expert warns.
We'll do that on the other side.
And Glenn's talked about this.
We have talked about this for a long time.
Now it is. Now
it's getting
time.
Real.
It's no longer we're going to get there.
We're there.
We're here.
And we're actually at a point now where it's still not perfect. But it is close.
But there's a line in the story. Humans are no longer able to spot the difference between deepfakes and the real thing, and so they're unable to stop weaponized fake news from spreading.
Now, I will tell you this, and I will tell you this on the other side of the bottom of the hour break, that for some of us, this is a good thing. Some of us. This is a good thing.
Okay, I can't wait for that. algorithm's not able to pick these up either now. So, here we are.
They will soon. Still a good thing. I'll tell you why.
Can't wait.
He's Pat Gray. He's Unleashed, and he's on the Blaze.
All right. Pat Gray, Unleashed. Welcome to the broadcast on the Blaze Radio, Television, and Podcast Network. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride today. Been fun. Almost wrapping up this program here. The last half hour as we head into...
I don't know. There's a show that comes on.
Yeah, there's a show that comes on.
Can't quite remember.
Some guy talking about stuff.
I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing. It's our network. We don't know what show comes
on. It's like Ukraine Today or something like that. I don't remember what the
Ukraine
name is.
Ukraine Today.
I'm not sure what. It's something like that.
Uh-huh. So stick around for Glenn.
And Ukraine Today. Deep fakes is where we left off heading into the bottom of the hour. So this was part of your stories that thought of me.
Yeah.
And but we of course went too long as usual, and we have some deep fake stuff. So
we got some examples here. I guess you want to Just start with
sure. It's you. These are your stories, babe.
Yeah. So just start rolling this video. This is just the guy explaining it.
We're used to the idea that there are loads of fakes online, fake news, fake tweets, fake photoshopped images. But these videos are whole level above anything that we've seen before.
Here
and
we
they
go.
May have consequences that go far beyond just switching out a few movie stars.
A lot of what we talk about over the dinner table is, you know, we live in a diverse world.
Researchers at the University of Washington released this video last year, which used a computer vision algorithm to very convincingly doctor Barack Obama's mouth movements to make him lip sync to something he said in a different interview.
For a lot of kids, the doors that have been opened to me aren't open to them.
And with the tricks and tools of machine learning becoming better and easier to use, it's now possible to do this without a particularly powerful computer. Remember the Nick Cage videos from earlier? Well, this mix of Donald Trump and Angela Merkel was created using the same tool, a tool called deepfakes.
Wir Europäer.
To be clear, this is not just a face swap like you might see on Snapchat. This is artificial intelligence that's learned what Trump's face looks like.
Look at that.
And then made it copy Merkel's facial expressions.
The computer did that.
Wow.
Not someone wasn't in there, you know, manipulating that on their own. It learned how to do that.
Yeah.
They get the background down and
yeah,
that's
we're at a point now where we're not going to know what to believe, right? I mean, even when we go back to Eric Schmidt from Google talking about coming up with different identities because of our early social media identities being so bad, or at least, you know, perceived bad, that we would need another identity.
Yeah, and so you said this would actually be good for some people.
I did.
Are you thinking of yourself
I'm getting
there? Is that what you're...
I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm getting there because, that, you know, even with we talked about robots and wanting to, you know, consent with the robots. We're all okay with robots to a point. I mean, all the studies have shown that, you know, if we know that it's a robot, we're fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you have a robot that, you know, can come in and sit down and talk to you, but you know it's a robot, you're fine with it. But it's when it's trying to be human and, you know, they're close with the robots where they would come in and they try to portray that they're human, not a robot. But most humans today still are able to see that something's not quite right. It's just that, you know, it's just the way they speak, the way they sit, the way just it's not quite right. So we know something's off, and we don't like that. All the studies have shown, you know, we don't like that. We want to be able to know that it's a robot.
Mm-hmm.
If we know it's a robot, no problem. We have 1,000 of them around. We just want to know it's a robot. With these deep fakes, I mean, you don't know what to believe, right? I mean, it's nothing. But my good thing.
Here we go.
My good thing.
See, look, silver lining Jeffy.
My good thing.
On the program today.
You could do anything. You could do anything you want. Wasn't me.
Out in society.
Wasn't me.
Out in the real world. Yeah.
But that film has you doing that. Wasn't me.
Deep fake.
Deep fake.
Sorry.
Your Honor. Deep fake. I you can do it all. I mean, you can do whatever you want, and you're good because it is.
You're already making plans. you're sitting there watching these deep fake videos. You're like,
that's
almost there.
Good idea.
The technology is almost there.
That's exactly right. All you gotta do wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yep.
Now, you know, there may be some location issues in there that you're gonna have to overcome, but you for real will have that's a legitimate excuse.
Yeah, Candace thinks that politicians will be making use of this excuse.
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So how are we going to be able to? How are you now? Now begs the question: how do you tell? What do you believe? How do you tell?
Boy, society was so fun when it was working. I already miss it. I already miss a working society that was able to.
I mean, I don't know how you reach a point where you know the difference, where you know what's fake and what's not, and then now you're into some kind of chaos, right? I mean, I don't know. Because then you do have people thinking like me that, well, it wasn't me. I can do anything I want. Well, no. No, you can't. We still have to have some semblance of law and order. And
like I said, society was fun while it lasted. It was a good time.
Have you seen Joker yet?
No.
What are you doing with your life, man? I mean,
not sitting in a movie all day.
All day? It's only a couple hours long. You go in for 2 hours. 2 hours. You zip in, you zip out.
So you asked me 24 hours ago. I'm sorry that I haven't had an opportunity during the week to go see The Joker.
It's just Joker. But
Joker.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Should be The.
No, it's not, though.
But that's his character. He's The Joker.
No, he's Joker.
I'm in Batman, like the old thing, it was The Joker.
I can't help what it used to be,
well,
Grandpa.
It's then just they screwed
Joker.
It up then. Now it's not the real thing.
But the point is, you haven't seen it yet.
I want to see it all badly.
Right, so. Mm-hmm. Well, theaters are open 7 days a week. Just letting you know.
Well, maybe today's
the
day.
They were even open on Indigenous Peoples Day. But you know, you didn't have an opportunity to do that then either. But what do I know? It's okay. Fine.
Oh, you're still talking about the Joker movie that I haven't seen?
So good news, though, for those of you struggling to have things for your kids to play with, you think, let's just go play. Just leave me alone. I want to be alone. Just go play.
Yeah, because you got to go watch a movie.
Oh, yeah. You go to the movie and you want to let the kids play?
You say, you guys just
that's
play.
Why
I'm
that's
going
why
to
I'm a
movie.
Fan at home.
Uh-huh.
I talked about it on Chewing the Fat, my daily podcast. Look,
the Joker movie's not available at my home yet.
When I know. Sad. It should be already. It's been out 2 weeks. Get it to my house. Although, with my new rules that I've come up with for that, to have movies come into your home, it still wouldn't be available in your home because it's number one. So you're trying to, my new rules for the theaters to come into your home? If you want new movies, like the idea is that you would charge more to have a film come to your home, right? Because you're trying to save the theaters. The theaters are fighting. The big theater wants to be saved. And that's, you know, we can't take that away from us. We have to have people come in and spend $8 million on Skittles, too. And if it's a top movie, like the top, say, three or five, then as long as it's in the top five, it can't go to pay-per-view at your house. But if it doesn't, once it goes out of the top five, say, then it can be in both places. The theater can still show it, but I still get the chance to view it in my home for a more of a price. You know, so I can watch when Joker drops from number one and drops out of the top five, then it goes to pay-per-view, and I can sit in my house and watch it for, you know, when it's brand spanking new for until it leaves the theaters. I don't know what they would charge, a fair price to charge. $35, $40 to watch it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think.
When you first said
that, it seemed ridiculous, and then I divide by five. Yeah.
Within a 24-hour period, you have an opportunity to watch it.
But see, think about this. Not everyone has a family of five, you know, and I'm not going to watch Joker with my kids. So, that's
still
a
spend
steep
the money,
price.
I know, it's still a steep price, but that's the choice you're making, right? Home or go to the theater.
Pause button, close by, bathroom not available. Being available, not worth $40 or $35. Nah.
That's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
And you get a one-time watch, right? You get a one-time viewing within a 24-hour period. And I'm trying to get everybody watching and still be able to save the theaters. You're still saving the movie industry a little bit. Everybody's making their cut. The cable industries are making their cut. And then after, you know, after so long, and those, we can sit down and, you know, you can, look, big theater, call me. We'll work it out for you, okay? Hollywood, call me. We'll work it out for you. I also wish, I have something else. As long as we're on this subject, I want to beat up the cable companies again. What really ticks me off is that I'm not able to share from my cable box. Like, I can DVR a show, I can save a show and watch it, right? And watch it. But let's say I DVR a show, and I say, wow, that's a really good show. Keith would like that show. Mm. I should be able, if we're in the same cable company, you know, okay. I'm saying we're the same cable company, right? If we have the same cable company, I should be able to send you an alert to your cable box, whatever, you know, Keith1-911, whatever the heck the number is, and say, watch this, and you can, when you log in, when you turn on your cable box, it comes up, you have three alerts from Jeffy and one alert from Pat. and you can stick yes or no.
Of course, I make sure that when I open the Jeffy videos, no kids are in the room, because who knows what Jeffy is sending me.
Okay, that's fine, but you get an opportunity to say yes or no.
Need a parental code to open this from Jeffy? What is
of course.
Deal? Yeah.
Think just about this. Watch with the wife.
Okay, so listen to this. I don't want to interrupt you here, but
it's
very practical. It's fine. You'll get over it. 24, right? 24 was on every night, and 1 week we missed it. And you can't miss a week of 24. This was before Netflix and Hulu and all this stuff. So there was like a message board or something back in the old-timey days of the internet 20 years ago.
Dial-up.
And somebody mailed us, had to mail us, a stranger mailed us a VHS tape to watch.
There you go.
And this is a much more modern way of doing that.
Yeah, I love this.
This is great. Yeah.
And I just wish, you cannot tell me the technology is not available to do that. I don't buy it. We're getting alerts. I can't open my phone without getting alerts from 8,000 different websites telling me that I've got, there's a new story here. There's somebody here. Somebody wants to be your friend on Facebook. This person now follows you on Twitter. And I can't send somebody in the same cable company a show that I want them to watch. Silly.
So I like it.
Get on it. And so Hollywood call me. My gosh, how many... I give, Keith. Seriously.
So you just, in the span of 5 minutes, gave $1 million idea to movie...
$100 million ideas.
Movie theaters and cable companies.
Hundred millions of dollars ideas, I'm telling you. Because it's not going to be for free. Oh, my gosh. I you're welcome. I mean, seriously, you are freaking welcome. I'm done giving good ideas. And I gave you the idea on how to set a world record. Oh, my gosh.
Can you give us an idea how to win a brand new Mercedes-Benz?
I can, as a matter of fact. I can.
Oh, cool.
All you have to do is go to mercury1.org, and for $100, they're going to put you in a raffle to win a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Plano, Texas.
Okay.
It's a beautiful Mercedes. In fact, there's video of Pat and myself checking the Mercedes out, riding in it, showing you some of the finer points of that Mercedes.
Yeah. We'll post that video. It's a fun video, you and Pat, on Pat Unleashed.
In fact, yesterday I went over to Mercury One and I did a quick Facebook Live for them over some more of the items that they're having for the auction at the M1 Ball, because the Mercedes-Benz giveaway, the raffle, I'm sorry, it's not a giveaway, you still have to spend money to buy a ticket. You can buy as many tickets as you want.
Oh, you were right,
$100
by the way.
A ticket.
It's that specific vehicle that you've already sat
I know,
in.
I know I am.
Tested
I
it
know
out.
I was. I know I am. There was never a doubt in my mind. But the reason that this is taking place is because it's that time of year again for the Mercury One Ball. And it's coming up on October 26th in downtown Dallas at the Omni. And you can get tickets and come to that and join us for the ball. It's a night of fun and frivolity in downtown Dallas, the Mercury One. I think that's the title of the Mercury One 2019 ball as well
you
on
don't
October 6th.
Get to name these what? Events, huh?
No.
Sorry?
And so you can show up there and join us. And remember, I don't want to tell you more than this is, I'll tell you again tomorrow, maybe if I remember, but I don't want to talk about meditation and yoga after the event starts. So if you catch me before the event starts, then we could talk a little meditation and yoga, but after, no, we're done talking about it.
But
we've got the silent auction. Okay. We've got the live auction. And that's always fun. And there's always great items on the auction. You can go to mercury1.org /M1ball. And check out some of the items on the auction. There's some stuff you can bid on right now.
Oh, yeah?
Already, yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun. And October 26th is the ball. And don't forget to spend money. I mean, purchase your chance to win a car, the Mercedes-Benz, for $100. For $100, you get a Mercedes? That's a good deal. That's a good deal. Now, of course, your chances go up if you were to, purchase more than one ticket.
Hmm.
Saying.
Is that how that works?
It is. That's exactly
how that
works.
That's not Keith math. That's real math.
Exactly how that works. Yeah. So good luck and we'll see you there. Mercury1.org. Okay. So you want something that your kids can play with and you're thinking, man, I want them to have a toy that they can grow up with and respect and have fun with, yet realize that, doggone it, life is worth living. That's where the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doll comes into effect. And I said doll. It's her own action figure. The AOC doll is up for grabs. If they actually want to make it, they have they've started a Kickstarter for the AOC action figure. And you too can be a part of the program. Now, the program was looking for 15,000, I think. And they're already way past that. So they're going to make it. The deal is in. And there's still time on the Kickstarter. You can, for $20, you just get the, if you jump in on the Kickstarter right now, for $20, you get the doll. I'm sorry, the action figure. If you just throw in a dollar or whatever, it's thank you. Appreciate it. You get the high five, and we appreciate it. $40 or more, two AOC action figures. How about that, huh? Now, here's where it gets special, all right? Now, for $40 or more, with free U.S. shipping, by the way, you're going to get the AOC action figure. You can choose. You can choose either two AOC action figures, or you can have one AOC action figure and one Elizabeth Warren action figure. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
How much? Now, how much would you pay? Well, $40 or more.
$042.
For $40 or more? Now, you wait before you decide. Don't decide now because, I know it's tough. You don't know.
But operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by. Well, I'll tell you what. If you kick in a little bit more, we'll give you the AOC action figure and the RBG action figure.
Whoa, now I'm listening.
Okay,
now
I know.
I'm picking up the phone.
Now you still have a chance. There's more. You don't have to decide, though. You don't have to decide. Between $40 and $60, you could get the AOC action figure and the Bernie Sanders action figure. So, I mean, I don't know how you decide. Kay. Unless you just get them all.
What's the number?
And if you give $80 or more, you could get all four. The AOC action figure, the Elizabeth Warren action figure, the Bernie Sanders action figure, and the RBG action figure. I mean, if you then, but wait, no, Keith, stop.
Do I have to dial 9 to get
Keith,
out?
No, you don't. But Keith, stop. Don't call yet.
Oh, don't
call yet. Don't call yet because I can tell you now that if you give $100 or more, because I know you were ready to break out the 80, the 80 for the four, but you might as well break up and give them 100 because you're going to get the AOC action figure, the Elizabeth Warren action figure, the Bernie Sanders action figure,
whoa,
the RBG action figure,
yes,
all right, the Obama action figure.
I can't wait.
And the Kamala Harris action figure for $100 or more.
Is that the entire collection?
That is fantastic for $100 or more.
Entire collection.
I mean, that would actually be where that's worth $100.
That's the entire collection.
Does this show have a budget?
Okay. Do I dial 9 to get out?
No, you didn't answer me. Does this show have a budget?
A 9?
Because for $100 to have all of those dolls here in this room, that's worth it. That's show budget.
Yeah, I'll put them right here.
That's a show budget.
Let the little rat chase him across the desk.
We need to break that down a little bit.
Hello? Hang on.
That is fantastic. those dolls would be fun, maybe. You know what you could use them for?
Careful.
What do you mean?
Go ahead.
No.
Speak.
That hurts.
What do you want to do with them? What do you want to do with them?
You know what you could do with them?
I don't want to know what you want to do with them.
No, I'm not talking Toy Story and ripping them. I'm just talking Toy Story and ripping them apart and stuff like that. No. But you could use them as target practice with your iTarget Pro.
The Blaze attorneys are now on the phone to speak with you, Jeffy.
The iTarget Pro. It's a dry fire. It's a doll. It's an action figure. Oof. I mean, I can think of other things. We could go there if you'd like.
But play with them, right?
Yes, absolutely.
By the way, put the AOC doll back up if you could, please. Congratulations. They have actually made AOC look even more creepy.
I know.
With the big goofy smile and the crazy eyes. I mean, yeah, the teeth are proportional. Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised they don't have the squad, man. Why don't they have the squad?
Yeah, where's the whole set?
I know.
Like, they should be all together, right?
Absolutely. It should be a four-pack, man. That'd be great. That's another million-dollar idea for you. How many ideas do I have to
give? I mean, this is...
How many ideas do I have to give?
You are on a roll today.
I mean, I...
Go invent something today, man. You're on a roll.
It's starting to...
What? Starting to hurt your head because you're just... It is so awesome.
You know what? I'm going to give you another million-dollar idea before we leave. All right? Now, There was a guy who passed away. He was part of the Irish Defense Force veteran, Shea Bradley. And he had his funeral, and they were at the gravesite, and his coffin was had been lowered into the ground. And the priest had already given his final words, and people were standing around the gravesite.
And where's this?
This is in Ireland, I believe.
Oh, wow. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So this is not the third world.
This is coming to the country near you, okay?
Okay.
So he has come up with a good idea that he wanted to share with his family, and I think it's a good idea. Now they're all standing around the gravesite. They're looking at the hole. The music is playing.
Hello? Hello? Oh. Hello? Let me out! Where the f*** are we? Hello? Hello? Let me out! F***ing dying in here!
The priest is not having. The priest is not smiling.
That priest I can hear. Let me out. Hello. Hello. Stop. I can hear you. Hello. Hello, please.
Hello.
Who's there? Hello.
Now, he starts singing here, and he goes on, and, you know, the family all laughs and said, that's perfect, that's him, that's who he is, that's the kind of joker he was, the kind of the kind of funster he was. The priest was not having any of it.
Yeah, either was, I don't know if it was his, I don't know if it was his wife or who it was, but the lady sitting immediately, immediately to the,
she I mean, it's like a sad either. Thing, right? It's mm-hmm. here, the you're hearing hubby or dad or cousin or friend, you know, making a joke of, you know, being locked in the coffin, which I think is, I mean, that's another million-dollar idea here in America. I mean, coffins aren't expensive enough. Now they have to come with some sort of digital recording device that we can
not.
Get those for you. If you pre-plan your funeral, we could get that done for you.
So who had to carry out his wishes? Who had the guts?
Had to be a friend,
to do
right?
Because he was always a joker. Trusted,
yeah. So you have that. There's an idea for funeral directors to make a little extra cash for those planning their funeral. I was thinking, what made me think also is that what about if we use, I don't know that the technology is 100% ready yet, but have a hologram come out of the ground from the casket. You know, so whoop, there you are. Hello. Just wanted to say hello, let you know I'm still here hanging out.
Oh my gosh. Over you. Oh my gosh. I just thought of it. Deep fakes to fake your death. This is going to get out of control.
Now,
we are right there.
Oh, my gosh.
The chaos is right around the corner.
Make sure you pay up that life insurance, my friends. Because if you need a little cash, I'm dead. Sorry. Keith!
Mm-hmm.
Loving the way you're thinking.
I like this. Right. We got to start writing these down right now. Brainstorming session. Candace, come here.